T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Joe, it's all over. The economy is slowing down. We'll probably have a recession. Probably. Because we only created 75,000 jobs, right?
Is that all?
Yeah, it's all. So that's what the deal is. We can all be sad about that. Trump probably won't be reelected. And we could just, And it was all because of the tariffs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you just brought this into me, and it's an excellent observation on your part. Headline. U.S. wholesale prices rose just 0.1% in May. Wait, what? Another sign that inflationary pressures are under control. And you scrolled this across the top of it. I want to give you credit for it, Lee. Where are the price increases from the China tariffs?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They were hysterical last month.
That's all we've heard about. That this is robbing Americans of the money that they got back in the tax cuts, and that this is going to create inflation, or this is going to create more costs for the consumer. Where is it? And also, the report points out that the only increase came in the increased cost of services, a 0.3% increase in the cost of services. That means things that are done, not things that are manufactured. Actually, the cost of things that are manufactured was down 0.2%.
I was hearing just weeks ago the hysteria about the tariffs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, I mean, did the U.S. Chamber of Commerce just not send some flack out there to tell us that it was all coming to an end? Let me play that. Could you turn the audio on, Chris? Okay.
The weaponization of tariffs, the increase of threats on our economy, on our farmers, our manufacturers, our consumers, is going to hurt our country. It also creates uncertainty, Joe, with our trading partners.
Uh-huh. I see. Okay. Let's just stop for a minute and look at this is the Chamber of Commerce. They're very serious. Again, let me read this to you. This is actually out of the JOLTS report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, government agency. Job openings in durable goods manufacturing, a sector that Trump's critics said would be hit by metal tariffs. You just heard it right there. Job openings were down 1,000 jobs to 304,000 from March. It's from March to April, right? But they are up considerably from a year ago when there were only 288,000 job openings. So, Lee, even in Common Core math, if there were 288,000 job openings in April of last year and this year there's 304,000 job openings, that's an increase,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, that is a positive number.
Chris, I'm sorry. What did the chamber say to us about manufacturing again?
The weaponization of tariffs, the increase of threats on our economy, on our farmers, our manufacturers, our consumers, is going to hurt our country.
Yeah, whatever.
And for last month,
it also creates.
I was just going to say, for last month, we had a 0.2% decrease in the cost of goods in this country.
Wow. Okay, because the goods. I mean, it was supposed to be so expensive. I had people hysterical on the text line saying, well, for you, Terry, you're like rich because you're in radio.
Boy. Boy, there's a
you don't have to worry about price increases. Yeah. Oh, that was
right.
Hysterical.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not worried because there aren't any. I mean, literally, in the face of economic numbers in our face, they're still out there saying the doom and gloom. Yeah. I mean, the tariffs have been on steel and aluminum forever.
Yeah.
In fact, it went on and then it came off. Some of them. Yeah. So, I mean, the tariffs have been on the Chinese. That was supposed to be catastrophic. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
And again, headline from yesterday, hiring hits record high in the United States in April. But what scares me here? There is a risk here, okay? I think, Lee. And the risk is, this is the only way they're going to take this economy down, is to tell us it's slowing down.
Yeah.
Because of the tariffs. And when you get a talking point, you seize on any talking point like only 75,000 jobs created in May, and you don't tell people that when you look at the Labor Bureau statistics, it is because there are literally 1.63 million more jobs than there are bodies to fill them. Well, you don't tell people that, and you say, oh, it's a slowdown. Well, then why aren't people losing their jobs? Isn't that what happens? A slowdown? I mean, yeah. Shouldn't the unemployment rate be going up? But it's not. So why not? Because everybody has a job.
No.
Good God, even convicted felons are getting jobs. I mean, like, even poor John Dean can get a job now, despite his felony conviction for obstruction of justice. He doesn't have to go before Congress. He could get a job. It is so frustrating. It's just they deny people the context.
Well, and they deny people the information. This is what's frustrating for me. With the Trump administration, we are seeing conservative principles and free market capitalism on display here. We have had people who campaigned on it before and never really fully implemented it. But Trump is doing his best to try to do that. He's not perfect. I know we don't get everything right. That's not my point. My point is we are actually trying conservative ideas and free market capitalistic principles to the economy. And they are working. And since they're working, you have got the media and the left denying the success that is going on. So if you listen to the usual suspects on the left media, left-wing media, you're going to think that we're going to hell in a handbasket here. But the problem is, folks, the vast majority of the American people, no matter what your ethnicity, what your political persuasion, wherever your economic status, you're seeing a better economy. But you've got a media that's telling you, no, you're not. Don't believe your lying eyes.
Here's what that sounds like. And I'm not even going to do liberal media. Let's do Fox Business. How about that? Now, keep in mind, watch Fox Business. Most of their advertisers are multinationals. Not all, but many. And so the big multinationals, that's chamber money. And so they are businesses to advocate for the destruction of U.S. business on U.S. soil to the gain and benefit of U.S. business not on U.S. soil. Okay, here's Fox Business.
Well, the U.S. economy added 75,000 jobs in May, with the unemployment rate remaining steady at 3.6%. Friday's report was weaker than expected and comes amid other signs of slowing growth. Here with a closer look at the numbers is Jason Trenard. He is chairman and CEO of Strategus, an investment strategy. So what do you think the state of the economy is right now after this weak jobs report?
Well, it's growing, but it's slowing. I think that's clear.
Kiss my keister.
Well, he's right. It's growing but slowing, but it's like it's slowing because of the growth that we have seen over the past 2 years since Trump's been in office and the things that we've accomplished.
And growth can't accelerate forever, but that doesn't mean the economy is slowing.
Right.
When you have, again, hiring hits record high in United States, and then you have this. Listener Ralph just sent this to me. Headline, Dow futures point to a seventh straight session of gains. Well, that is odd. For a slowing economy. And what do they, I didn't play the whole interview for you. It doesn't take them but a minute and a half to hit the word recession. No. And again, Lee, the part of the problem here is we've been managing the decline for so long because we've been assuming we had to have a decline that they're used to looking at the job creation numbers and going, oh, only 75,000 jobs created? Well, that's bad. Well, no, not when there's 1.63 million jobs they can't fill because there aren't enough people. Which is how we hit a hiring record high in the U.S. And in May, they're like, dang, there's nobody to hire. I get so frustrated. I mean, look, we may eventually have a downturn. I'm sure we will. Yes. What goes up must has to come down. I mean, that's not going to be surprising. But it isn't going to be because of tariffs. At least it hasn't been yet, as you brilliantly pointed out. So find another boogeyman, because it's not that one. And you know what? Smart people understand this. This is why it says Dow futures point to a seventh straight session of gains. If we truly had a slowing of the economy.
Yeah.
Now, that's the difference. See, they're saying slowing of the economy. There's two things here. Slowing of economic growth is one thing. That's bound to happen. That means we're still doing great, right?
Yes.
We're just maintaining altitude. Slowing of the economy is a different thing. And when they mix those terms up, those are two totally different things. And they base it off, only 75,000 jobs created. And they don't tell you that businesses cannot find workers to fill the 1.63 million jobs they have. Well, wow, that's a total lack of background. And they're going to talk this economy down. They did it in December.
Yeah.
Remember, they created literally created a slowdown by saying recession so many times that the stock market's algorithm started issuing sell orders.
Mm-hmm.
Maddening. It's just maddening.
If we could just talk about the facts, folks.
Yes.
If we could just talk facts, it would make a huge difference.
Manufacturing is not down. It is up year over year for hiring. It is not down. I just read the report to you. We are making manufacturing gains. Manufacturing jobs are being created at over 400% the rate in Trump's first 27 months than they were during Obama's last 27 months. I don't know how many other ways to tell you. And yet they lie and they lie and they lie. If it is coming out of the mouth of somebody from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, it is a lie.
The weaponization of terrorists, the increase of threats on our economy, on our farmers, on our manufacturers, our consumers.
Didn't happen. Numbers prove it, as Lee just explained.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So they needed a prop, a human prop. Someone that could tell you, look into the camera earnestly, and tell you how Donald Trump really is a criminal when they can't do that themselves. Yeah, it has to do something with obstruction of justice or something, and Trump did it, and it's probably pretty bad. There's nobody better to tell you than John Dean. He knows a lot about obstruction of justice on account of he was convicted of doing it at the felony level. He is a convicted felon. And somehow has managed to make a living at that. And the way he's made a living is by accusing each Republican president of being worse than Nixon. Never mind that none of those Republican presidents were, like him, indicted, convicted of a felony, and then disbarred. To me, he fit right in with the Democrats. He's a CNN contributor, and what they do is they pay him big bucks to tell us all how each president is like Nixon. And thus, you know, an obstructor of justice like himself. That is his only qualification, yet he was called before Congress yesterday in Jared Nadler's committee to explain to us how Trump actually is probably a felon like him. Now, he didn't have any knowledge of the Mueller report, had no idea what was in it, but he could tell by looking at Donald Trump, you know, that's the standard now, that he was an obstructor of justice. But before he could go on and on for the cameras and CNN could play you the earnest-looking Watergate-era John Dean looking into the camera and assuring you that you were the victim of the coup, without, of course, any of the background info I just gave you, because that's what they do on CNN, Matt Gaetz got to him. I played the first half of that. It was hilarious. Representative Matt Gaetz tearing John Dean a new one. Here's the second half of today of it. It's today's second, or maybe third, I've lost track, epic rant.
So here's the deal, right? We have a false accusation against the President of the United States that he was an agent of Russia. My colleagues on the Democratic side made that accusation. And so where do we go from here? Either we look into how the President reacted to a false allegation against him, or we look into why, for 22 months, we allowed a false accusation to tear this country apart. Now, to me, it seems like a far more relevant inquiry to figure out why the FISA court was lied to, something that you have spoken a great deal about, Mr. Dean, to find out why the recordings and the transcripts from George Papadopoulos, where he asserted that he wasn't doing any work with Russia, was not brought before the FISA court. None of that. We also would love to know why the FBI turned from an organization organization that was supposed to be investigating crimes into one that sought to shape public opinion. You had Comey and McCabe and that whole regime of leadership lying and leaking. And the reason they were doing it is because they didn't really think that the job of the FBI was to investigate and bring cases for prosecution. They thought the role of the FBI was to try to shape public opinion. And that's really why we're here. And that's what I really think all Americans ought to have an interest in stopping. And you held these views. You wrote them down. You said that illegal surveillance was one of the worst things that we should fight against as a government. And now here we are continuing to engage in this frivolous exercise of going after the president, despite the fact that there was absolutely no collusion. You guys need to get your act together and figure out if you're going to open an impeachment inquiry or not, because this is a straight up fiction. I yield back.
Ouch. They got nothing, folks. And that's a hilarious thing. This is a hearing on the Mueller report. And John Dean, the star of the hearing, and of course a convicted felon, admits he's not even read the Mueller report, because that's not necessary. Now, all they need is the video clip of John Dean assuring these liberal wackos that they're living through a coup. That's all they need. It doesn't matter that the guy's a convicted felon and thus utterly untrustworthy. Well, Representative Jim Jordan finished him off. You got to hear this. It's today's fourth epic rant. And folks, this really shows you the desperation level of the Democrats. They got nothing.
How this whole thing began. And I said this a few weeks ago, but I want to remind this committee what the Attorney General of the United States said 8 weeks ago when he testified in front of the Senate. Said four important things about the beginnings of the Trump-Russia investigation. He said there was a failure of leadership at the upper echelon of the FBI. His words, not mine. Upper echelon. That's certainly true. Comey, McCabe, Baker, Strzok, Page, they've all been fired, demoted, let go, they're gone. Some of them are under investigation by the Justice Department. He said spying did occur. He said it twice. He said there's a basis for his concern about the spying that took place. And he used two terms that, again, I think this committee should find frightening and should be looking into. Unauthorized surveillance and political surveillance. Scary terms. So the good news is, even though this Congress has memorandums of understanding between the key committee chairmen on how they're going to coordinate their attack on the president, even though this Congress, first big witness, first big hearing, Michael Cohen, a guy who sits in prison for lying to Congress, and even though we now have a guy testifying about obstruction of justice who pled guilty to obstruction of justice, we should be looking into the things Bill Barr's looking at. Now, the good news is Mr. Durham's doing that. But this is the part, I think, that frustrates so many. Mr. Chairman, I would hope the Judiciary Committee and the history this committee has for protecting fundamental liberties would begin to look into those key issues, the whole premise for how this Trump-Russia investigation started in the first place. And I'll finish again with this. Emmett Flood wrote a letter to the Attorney General a few weeks back, made an important point. He said, we would all do well to remember, if they can do it to a president, imagine what they can do to you and me. Imagine what they can do to regular citizens across this great country. That should be what this committee most safeguards and most protects. And instead, we got memorandums of understanding between the chairman. We got Michael Cohen testifying for 7 hours, getting advice from the witness here on obstructing the committee work and not sharing the information with us in a timely fashion. And now we got John Dean, 45 years ago, went to pled guilty to obstruction of justice, and now coming into enlighten the Judiciary Committee on Obstruction of Justice when we could be going right to the start of how this whole thing started. I yield back.
Yep. And he nailed it. That's exactly what they don't want us talking about. What they did.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, I don't want to alarm anybody here, especially the toxic liberals on the text line.
Oh, boy.
Because they're the only ones who are going to believe this, right? Yeah. But, I mean, I don't want anybody stabbing themselves repeatedly in the stomach like that poor woman. last week in Florida who said she couldn't take the Trump presidency anymore.
Yeah, that's disturbing.
It is disturbing. Now, I know the majority of our audience is not going to stab themselves in the stomach, but this could scare some of my trolls because they may actually believe it. Have you heard what Hillary is out there saying?
I don't know. What is she saying now?
We are facing a potential fascist takeover of the country.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She said this at a college graduation. Listen to this.
And in a time when we are beset.
Oh, wait, that's the wrong one. I'm sorry. That's the second one. The second one is even crazier than the first one. Okay, here we go.
There may not be tanks in our streets, but make no mistake.
There may not be tanks in our streets yet, but make no mistake.
We are witnessing an assault on the rule of law and the foundations of our democracy. Just today, before this graduation ceremony started, we heard from the special counsel, Robert Mueller, who said there were multiple systemic efforts to interfere in our election, and that allegation deserves the attention of every American. But what we've seen from the administration is the complete refusal to condemn a foreign power who attacked our democracy or to take even the most basic steps to protect our voting systems for the future.
First off, former secretary, we are not a democracy. As you stand before a college graduation ceremony and tell them something that is not true, there is no democracy in this country. Good grief.
Yeah, and my favorite part of that is the rule of law being compromised.
Please, please.
What she meant was she attempted a coup through a total annihilation of rule of law, and she failed. So now she's mad.
Right.
Now, here's the crazy part, though. And this really does actually speak to where we are in the country right now. Because, I mean, the biggest problem is that we are fighting. I mean, literally, the grasp on reality in this country is just about zero. I mean, we have two completely different realities. We have one in which the tanks are not rolling down the streets yet, as directed by Donald J. Trump, but they will be soon. And you're living through a coup by Donald Trump, who so far, with the assistance of his bud, Vladimir Putin, has managed to steal the presidency from its rightful owner, Hillary Rodham Clinton, and is now ruling the country. But you are living through a coup. They think that, right? And so she addresses that you have to figure out what's real. And she's not wrong about that. She's just wrong about what's real.
Yeah.
And here we go. Let me hit that. Because this really is true, but not in the way she's saying it.
And in a time when we are beset by lies and propaganda, it is more important than ever to seek out credible sources of information and to use the critical thinking skills you learned at Hunter to decide what is important and what is true. And it is even more critical to hold leaders accountable, not only the wrongdoers, but the others who fail to act.
This coming from the woman that lied to the families of dead Americans and the American people that there was a demonstration going on outside the Benghazi consulate that got out of hand and perpetuated that lie for 2 to 3 weeks until they could not do it anymore because there was no evidence of it, and they knew that it was false and it was a story that was made up to begin with. And she's talking to us about truth and accountability and transparency? Please.
But she said you have to decide what's real, and she's not wrong about that. You do have to decide what's real, and that is really hard.
Yeah, coming from the woman who told us that the effort to impeach her husband is all a vast right-wing conspiracy, that there's nothing there, that her husband was not having an affair with an intern, not having sex in the Oval Office with an intern. That's a vast right-wing conspiracy. She's got no grasp of the truth.
And I think she's a psychopath. I think she's immune to it. Thank God. You know, thank God. If you get frustrated with the things you hear on the station, not any one of them is as bad as if that woman had been president. Because we would have completely lost the country in a true coup. The FBI would be emboldened to the point, our intelligence agencies would be emboldened to the point where we could never come back from it. And we dodged that, thank God. I mean, so be grateful for that every day, that we are not living under that woman. Because God knows the level of the crime. I mean, you know, we saw what she did when she didn't win.
Yeah.
What would she have done if she won? It's terrifying.
Think
to think
there's
of.
Any limits?
No, I mean we've seen. You know, I mean look at the Supreme Court. She would have hit two. She would have had two appointments by now. You wouldn't recognize this country. I mean, here's Joe Biden, 1974. It's from my stack. Quote, politicians can take away the First Amendment if we want. He said that. So, I mean, that would be the reality. We'd be living it.
Yeah.
We would have a Supreme Court that would no longer functionally acknowledge the First Amendment. And the Masterpiece Cake folks, guy, he would have been forced to bake that cake with a gun to his head. That's where we'd be today. It's insanity. By the way, did you see Joe Biden? Did you see this? Joe Biden tweeted, I thought this was fake at first. On Best Friends Day, a picture of a bracelet with Joe and Barack on the friendship bracelet.
Please.
For Best Friends Day. He actually tweeted from his Joe Biden account, happy at Best Friends Day. Hashtag Best Friends Day to my best friend, Barack Obama.
I wonder if Barack retweeted that.
Well, no, but I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what former Obama advisor David Axelrod tweeted.
What did he tweet?
Just one line. Quote: "This is a joke, right?"
And that is one time where I actually agree with Mr. Axelrod.
I mean, you got to go. If you haven't seen, you got to go online and take a look at this friendship bracelet. It even has a smiley face emoji on it.
Of course, it does.
Okay. This is how you know you've screwed up. This is Newsweek, okay? Completely hostile outlet to conservatives, okay? This is the first sentence. Joe Biden continued showing his affection for his friend and former president of the United States, Barack Obama, with a photo tweet of a bracelet on Best Friends Day Saturday. On what is called hashtag Best Friends Day on Twitter, Biden posted a photo of a bracelet that had the letters Joe and Barack spelled out on a twined bracelet that also had a smiley face next to a crossed section of the bracelet near the names of the two former leaders.
So it sounds like emoji Biden has got a bromance going.
Yeah. Well, all these people, of course, on Twitter could not help but react to that. Here's my favorite from someone called Tim Young.
Mm-hmm.
He's such a good friend that he won't endorse you for president.
Yes. Oh. Well, that is why Joe Biden asked him not to endorse anybody. You know that happened. He actually asked Barack Obama not to endorse anybody until they got to the convention. Because he knew he may not get endorsed.
Well, I mean, at the rate Biden's going, I don't think he's going to make it to the convention. Who approved this? Can you imagine if Trump did such a thing? Oh my God. It would be a week of mockery.
Yeah.
A week.
Oh, boy.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So I'm not done with this yet. In fact, I may talk about it more tomorrow because I got to get it off my chest. This is therapy for me. So here's the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Fleck lying about tariffs. I didn't bother to look up his name. It's not important to me. Here's the irony of this, by the way. The Chamber of Commerce, the number one donor to our politicians, the number one owner of our politicians, pays them to keep our borders open. Then, when there's no other way to shut our borders because they own Congress, except to use tariffs, they complain about what? Tariffs.
The weaponization of tariffs, the increase of threats on our economy, on our farmers, our manufacturers, our consumers, is going to hurt our country. It also creates uncertainty, Joe, with our trading partners.
Yeah. Okay. As Lee just pointed out, where are the price increases from the China tariffs? Headline, producer prices rose 0.1% in May, another sign that inflationary pressures are under control. Hmm. Oh, by the way, that was half of April's 0.2% price increase. It's going down. The Chinese tariffs were supposed to send it in the other direction. In other words, they lie. But it's hurting our manufacturers, and they would know they're the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Actually, no, they would not. Again, what were manufacturing hires in April? 304,000. What were they last year in April? 288,000. Even in Common Core math, 304,000 is higher than 288,000. The tariffs aren't doing jack. That's all you need to know. It's very simple. It's not hard to understand. But I loved Brandon Judd's take on this. His response to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce talking head flack.
The weaponization of tariffs, the increase of threats on our economy, on our farmers, our manufacturers, our consumers, is going to hurt our country.
Yeah, whatever. Here's Brandon Judd, head of the U.S. Border Patrol, responding.
Well, first off, I think that the economists are getting it wrong. What they have to look at is they have to look at how much money we'll save in our paychecks if we stop illegal immigration. We spend billions of dollars every year in social welfare, in schooling, in health care. We spend so much money, but the regular taxpayer doesn't see it at the cash register. And that's what the Chamber of Commerce is trying to strike fear in the American public. They're saying, well, you're going to see it at the cash register. But the reality is if we stop illegal immigration, your taxes will go down in your paycheck.
Right. That's why from the very beginning I was saying, you know, it's not just a national security issue. It is an economic issue.
Absolutely.
A very real economic issue when we're talking about the numbers that have grown exponentially.
Yes. And that's why we have to get this under control. We've got to put American, the public first, not people from another country. We have to put our citizens first. And that's what President Trump's trying to do. I've sat down and I've spoken with him on many occasions, and I wish the American public could understand that all he wants to do is secure the border for the safety of the citizens of this country. And that's what he's trying to accomplish.
Yeah, and he's talking about.
It's not hard to understand. But remember, the Chamber of Commerce pays Congress to keep our borders open, thus forcing Trump to deal with the more reasonable Mexican government over Congress, which is less reasonable because they're wholly owned by the Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce sitting around trying to figure out how they could buy the Mexican government today, which would be expensive since they're owned by the cartels. Because see, they figured they would own Congress, they could keep the borders open. They didn't think about having to buy the Mexican government. Anyway, Brandon Judd continues. I love Brandon Judd. So much wisdom from a guy who has spent most of his career on the border. Again, he is the head of the National Border Patrol Union, talking about how these tariffs will work.
The latest apprehension numbers that we have, the inadmissibles at the southern border, over 144,000, nearly 2,700 family units apprehended. That's just each and every day. It's unbelievable. And then 78% of the apprehensions come from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. And of course, Mexico agreeing to send, 6,000 troops to the Guatemala border.
Yeah, this is the worst border security crisis that we've ever faced in the history of the United States. I was in at ground zero at the earlier crisis in the early 1990s and the mid 2000s. This is far beyond that because we're seeing a lot more people that are coming up. We're seeing a lot different dynamics. So we're seeing people from the African nations. We're seeing people from Cuba. We're seeing people from all over the world. We haven't dealt with that before. And so we have to step up and we have to do our job. And what President Trump has done in forcing Mexico to do their job, to put troops on their southern border. We've seen that before, and we've seen it's almost like a light switch. Illegal immigration drops exponentially when the Mexican government gets involved.
Yeah.
And that is what they're terrified of. It's what scares them. It might work. It's worked in the past. This is why they tried to stop the deal by sending their wholly owned subsidiary, Mitch McConnell, out there to stop the mess. Don't deal with this man, Trump! No, we're not going to let them do tariffs on you. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, the Chamber of Communism has been detrimental to this country since its inception. Yes, and it will continue to be so as long as they own Congress. We got to buy them back, folks. Okay, that's it for today. It's sunny. First time in days. Get out there and enjoy that, but not for long because you'll sweat.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.